Hey everyone, this is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the television show, my dream, there you go, the internet radio show on BBS Radio that helps you understand more about your life, more about why things are the way they are, and you get to ask questions about that. And we get to ask questions about what's happening with our Earth. And there are questions of the day about what the earthquake and the tsunami is really about in Japan. And we have some very important work here to do. We have some very important information to share. And we have some very important healing to talk about. Now, you know, the interesting thing about the Earth is the Earth is directly connected with our hearts. That's what the masters, teachers, and loved ones would like us to know. That beyond all else, that we as spiritual beings that have chosen to come to this planet have come here for a reason. We've come here to experience. We've come here to lead. We've come here to inspire ourselves and others in the universe. And when we have taken on this mantle, there are consequences to our choices. Now, it's very important that we look at the consequences of our actions, because the United States, not without, has been spared, let's put it that way. Other than Katrina, which was huge, we have been spared of major natural disasters over the years. And it's very important for us to understand that may not always be the case. But one of the things that's important to understand about the tragedy and the loss of life and the Japanese people, not the people, so, well, actually, it's really more about the choices that some of the people are making. And so it's very important that we look at who we are, loving, and how we are loving ourselves, and how we are loving the animal creatures around us. And what does that mean? That means that there are still folks, in this world that are killing our wonderful animals, like the dolphins, like the whales, and that needs to stop. And we also need to really look at what we are doing to ourselves. So let me just get a little clear on this. The weather and the planet and the oceans and the land are all alive. And we as humans have the opportunity to be able to heal this planet. You know, right now, the planet core and the plates underneath the oceans and the plates underneath our land that make up our planet Earth, in some places are rubbing together in a very serious way. What we as humans need to do is pour enough love to be able to shift the catastrophe that could be. Now, there have been predictions that the next or one of the larger quakes would be in the Northwest. Now, also, they're talking about the land in the Tennessee area had huge earthquakes. And so it's our job as human beings to begin to move inside of ourselves and ask, what do these upheavals, what does this tsunami, I think I'm saying that right, but what does this mean to us? What in our life is creating upheaval that we need to heal and that we need to love and that we need to neutralize? Everything that happens on this planet is literally a reflection of the collective thought process. And so that's very, that's a very important piece. Very important piece. So if you would like to call tonight, we would love to hear from you. Somebody was also telling me about how there are implants being implanted in the fingers of people in Japan. And I'm actually trying to look this up as I'm talking to you. It's an implant that goes in the finger for something. Anyway, we have a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Who am I speaking to?
My name is Kara.
Hi, Kara. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Chicago suburb area of Illinois.
Okay, and have you listened to the program before, or is it new?
I am brand new. A friend told me about it.
Okay, great. How do you spell your first name?
It's a capital K, small a, capital R, small a.
Okay, Kara. Okay, got. All right. And so how can the Akashic Records help you tonight?
Well, I'm having some interesting things happening with relationships in my life, male relationships, and I was wondering if you had, if the records had any insights for me.
Okay. Would you like to be a little more, the more specific the question, the better the answer, dear.
Okay. I know I'm thinking of how to ask this. If the records could please give me insight into the situation of my marriage, of what I'm going through in my marriage right now.
Okay. All right. And so the first thing that comes forward, and again, we can only do this as peripherally as possible only because mm-hmm. we're just using your first name. So the more in-depth information comes when we use your full name.
Okay.
You could email that to me if you wanted it, info@akashicwisdom.com. You could certainly do that. But are you near your computer right now?
Yes, I am.
All right. So if you want to email me your full legal name as well as your husband's legal name, I'll have a better idea of what's going on. I will not mention it over the air. It's just,
And where do I email that? I mean, where do I put that in?
Email it to info, I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com.
Okay. Is it right on the site here? There's a site, there's a place for emailing?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Let me get there, and I will find out. Okay,
so I'm sorry, it's info at akashicrecords.com, right?
No, Akashic Wisdom.
Wisdom, I'm sorry, wisdom.com.
Yeah, wisdom, info at akashicwisdom.com.
Did you want me to do that right now?
Yeah, please, so I can help you.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm looking on the site, and it doesn't really, the information is, let me just see. I think you can email me where it says info at akashicwisdom.com. I think you can do that.
Okay. I did pull up the Akashic Wisdom with your name on it site here. Is there a place to send it right at this site?
No, not on the website, Dolly. Just send it to my send an email to info at akashicwisdom.com.
Okay, thank you.
That's all you got to do.
Okay.
No, the reason because my website's got the wrong email on it. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
Okay.
Because if somebody tries to email at AOL, it'll never get to me.
Okay.
Just not trying to be confusing. It's just the way it is. You know.
I understand. I understand.
You know. Okay. So we are. But so you want as you're doing that. What you want is insight into your current marriage. Is that right?
Yes, and any other relationships, anything going on in my life, you know.
Yeah, and again, Kara, we don't necessarily do futures so much as it is so the first thing that comes forward as I'm waiting for your information. Did you send it yet?
Yeah, you just need our names and then anything else, or?
Well, no, just your current legal names. That'll be great.
Okay, it's on its way. Thank you.
Okay. That's okay. Okay. The first thing that comes... Here we go. All right. Okay, great. So, Kara, is that your spiritual name?
Yes, it is.
Okay, got it. All right. So... what's important here, the interesting thing even before you sent me the names, what was coming forward is that there's a power play. Is that right? Power play. Is that the right word? There's a power play involved here, and it's and I know this might sound typical, but what I'm being shown is two people in a tug of war. And I know that's typical what happens in a marriage, but it's different with you. The tug of war has more to do about being right. And as the tug of war has continued, it has created a rut, a groove. And the groove of your tug of war I'm just waiting for information has not only the issues of being right, it has the issues of uncovering injustices. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
I think so.
Well, I mean, does that feel like truth in your body?
It does. Never thought about it that way, but it does.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, what's happening here is there's underlying injustices that have gone unexpressed. And so what's interesting about this power play is that it's taking place in a very passive-aggressive way. So that's what's happening is no one's really being honest with the other person. So the idea is that a marriage not working or crumbling or, but the real reason isn't being expressed.
Okay.
Now, what questions do you have around that?
Does this go back to past lives, to other times?
Well, let's just deal with this lifetime, because the reality is that whatever was in the past is a past life, you brought forward to heal in this life.
Okay, right.
And when you're in the midst of a and they're calling it a love triangle, and I don't know what that means, but I mean, I know what a love triangle is, but they're calling a love triangle. When they're talking about this particular love triangle that you're dealing with here, is it's really, it's like you've got enough to deal with this lifetime, let alone bringing past lives into it.
Oh, okay, okay.
You know, it's like, okay, so let's deal with what's, because what you deal with in the here and now, this is, this whole issue here, Kara, has more to do with you healing you.
Okay.
And so what's really going to be important is for you to take a look at how the wounding is affecting you.
Mm.
Because the wounding that's taking place is not only hitting your heart, but it's hitting your solar plexus.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also showing me it's clamping down on your creativity.
This is true.
as it clamps down on your creativity, it affects you speaking your truth, which is your throat chakra, to yourself.
Okay.
And now what happens is that so the creativity gets shut down, and then it shuts down your throat. With then it moves into your heart. Okay, and then you know it hits your power.
That's
because when it hits your power, you're afraid to say anything because you don't want to be wounded anymore. Is this making sense to you?
No, it is. It is. I'm very much connected to my creativity. If that's flowing, everything's flowing for me.
Right.
So I understand what you're saying.
So the idea here is that it's about you speaking your truth about what you want, rather than about what is right.
Okay.
So it's less about you being right and more about you really telling yourself the truth about what you want for yourself.
Okay. No, it is, I'm trying to follow.
I know you are, but so if you can't follow, you need to ask questions. Don't just say yes. Ask questions about what the deeper meaning is, but the more specific the question, the better the answer. You kind of think about the Akashic Records like God's great search engine. Okay.
Okay.
So if you don't put the specific information in the search engine, you're only going to get a whole raft of information that may in fact not be appropriate.
Okay. Okay.
And so once you get to the search engine and you get the specifics, then you've got to think about, okay, now this is the file. I've got to go through this file. And that's what's happening energetically when you ask the questions.
Okay.
You see what I'm trying to... So this is not like a psychic thing, you know, just reading your energy. It's really about moving through files of information to extract not only that which you want to know, but that which you need to know.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense. Ever since the beginning from meeting my husband, before we were married, there have been issues, and about 6 months ago he did move out, but a lot of the issues were never resolved, and I was hurt by them, and there was never any resolvement of them, you know, of what had...
Resolvement of what?
With the relationship.
You've got a whole raft of stuff here. It's like an archaeological dig. Let's be specific here. That's what I mean, I'm not seeing what they are. They're just showing me a bunch of files here. So let me go to the right one for you.
So, I mean, I'm not sure if we're even supposed to be together or not, or, you know, it just seems like we can't. The issues are always unresolved. You know, the whole feelings are unresolved. So
because nobody's being honest.
Yeah.
So if you were to be honest about your feelings, forget about should be with him.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about what you quote unquote should be doing. Remember the things about should. When you should on yourself, you know what you get. Not good.
I've never heard it put that way, but that's good.
Well, yeah. And so the idea is not a good idea. The other thing is that you have to understand that meant to be, destiny, and purpose is joyful.
Right.
We did not come into this lifetime to be miserable, unless that was our karma, or that, not, I don't even call it karma, that's the wrong word. Unless that was our choice of experience,
right, to
learn and heal from it. But the
right.
reality, the bottom line of every human on this planet is to search for joy.
Mm-hmm. I believe that also.
Wherever that journey takes them. And you always know you've made it when you're as joyful as you can be.
Okay.
So it's really not anybody else's agenda but your own. So what have you not been honest about within this relationship? Because it's never only one way.
Yeah, of course, I feel like I have been honest and forthcoming with talking about everything, and I feel like he hasn't been honest, so...
So what would have prevented him from being honest?
He has always putting everyone else in his life first but me. So that's been kind of the nutshell of the whole relationship.
So that's,
you know,
the
making
pattern.
Making me feel like I am, you know, at the top of the pyramid with him, but then when it's, he can never say no to anyone, so whether it's family, friends, whatever, but it's just not being cherished in the way that I feel a significant other person should be cherished.
And when you say
this to him,
what does he say? When you say this to him, what does he say?
Well, he, of course, because he tries to please everyone, of course, he tells me that, no, I am, and you know, he does this, and but it's just the pattern just repeats itself all the time.
Have you ever chosen to say to him, actions speak louder than words?
I say that all the time. That was my mantra for years.
Yeah. But there's something going on, and I can't get into his records without his permission. But what you need to know in relationship to this is that This has to do with under. I don't know how. Okay, they say stuff to me, and I say, am I going to say this? Okay, so that what they're saying is that it has underlying issues with his relationship with his mother.
Bingo.
Oh, okay, that's right. Okay. Amazed when they show that stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
You couldn't be more right, more correct.
Okay.
Than that.
Okay, so the deal is that what needs to happen is an honest discussion of whether or not he wants to be married to you or to stay with his mother.
Okay, and I know what you're saying. She has passed on, but I'm always feeling and saying to him, another thing is you're putting your mother's face on me for anything he's trying to work out or anything he's thinking, or
right.
you know he imagines things that I'm thinking, or I'm doing things with certain motives and I'm not, and it's all, and God bless his mother, you know, I mean, she's a lovely woman, but there were issues and
he never
worked them out.
Right.
Exactly.
And so now is the time for him to work them out. What he can do it. And what I'm hearing is he needs therapy.
Yes.
he needs to go and talk about his anger at his mother.
he says how angry he is with her all the time.
Yeah. And the thing is,
it's a duality because, of course, he loves his mother. It's his mother, but he's angry with a lot of...
No, he's guilty about not... Yeah. He's guilty about being angry at his mom.
That sounds about right, too.
And so it's really more about... Where the conflict comes in is that he's angry at his mother. He feels guilty because he couldn't express himself to his mom. Mm-hmm. And she was never able to handle the truth of anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it
is right there.
Yeah. So the idea is that he could never be honest with her about what he was feeling, whether it was joyful or sad or scared or whatever, mm-hmm. because when he would be joyful, sad, or scared, she wouldn't know how to handle it. Mm-hmm. Because she couldn't take care of herself, she could hardly take care of him emotionally.
Yes, and that is very correct.
And so what's important here is for you to identify how you can take care of yourself emotionally. Because as soon as you allow him to control your emotions and how you feel about yourself, you've now put yourself in the same place by not being straight about your feelings
mm-hmm.
and not asking him to be responsible. Not in a confrontive or an aggressive way. But in a loving way, by making it safe for him to share his feelings. You may not always like the feelings, but if this is what you want, you've got to be clear about it, because it's going to be a long haul for him to figure this out.
And, you know, I mean, to be honest with you, I'm not even sure what I want right now. I just feel so numb inside about everything. It's just been too long, too many years of this going on, so...
Right. I mean, it may, in fact, end up to be too little, too late.
Yeah.
So you have to decide what is it that in itself is, what does Kara want? Do you meditate? You're a light worker, right?
Yes, I'm not proud to say I've gotten out of my meditation practice, and I've been having a bit
of
a discussion
with myself.
Oh, yes, let's
throw some more shame on this fire. That's good. More shame, yes, that's a good idea.
No. Well, it's just I'm frustrated with myself. I'm lacking discipline in some different areas right now, and that's one of them, so.
Right. God forgives you. It's okay.
But it's just knowing that I need to that I want to focus on that. Not only need to, but I want to focus on that.
So the other piece is that the questions that you may want to ask in your journaling is mm-hmm. what keeps me from my joy?
Okay, that's a good
question. Huge question.
Yeah, that's a good
one. I'll write that one down. I like that one.
What keeps me from my joy?
What keeps me from my joy? And the other thing is, I'm about to share something with you,
mm-hmm.
and the world, considering we're on internet radio, is that it's not unusual for people to feel a disconnect between what they know they need to do and what there's a disconnect between what they know they need or even want to do,
mm-hmm.
and then there's a disconnect around what they actually do, and
mm-hmm.
then they sit around beating themselves up about what they should have been doing.
Mm-hmm.
So that those three elements first of all, what's coming forward here is the first step is to eliminate any and all shame.
Okay.
And to realize that whatever it is that we say we want to do, the reality is if we really wanted to do it, we would do it.
As Yoda says, there is do and not do. There is no try.
There is no try. That's right. And
do and not do, yeah.
And so the piece is, the question otherwise also is, why is it that I think I want to do this, and why is it that I don't? What's the core issue that's stopping me from moving into my strength?
It's funny you use the word disconnect. Right before you started saying that, I was going to say that to you. I feel such a disconnect.
Uh-huh. And but there's a lot of disconnect going on on the planet right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
there is.
You know, there is a lot of disconnect.
Right.
And so it's really about asking ourselves, what is my disconnect? What is the truth around my disconnect?
Mm-hmm.
And whenever it comes up, well, it's because of so and so, we need to ask what's the truth of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can no longer allow anyone else to control our emotions. Right?
No, this is true. This is true. It's
because if, in fact, your husband is putting the face of his mother onto you, then you need to discover, possibly even with, you know, you need to have a conversation with him. Again, if this is what you want, what mm-hmm. is it about me that reminds you of her?
Yeah. We have had some conversations about that.
Right. Because if he married his mom, no wonder he's angry. I mean, he didn't do it on purpose. Do you see what I mean? Familiar. And it's not your fault. But the reality
is
what is the learning here for you?
Right. We do this. I said, just analyzing myself a bit, why do I pick males that are emotionally distant, like my father was? You know, so inadvertently married.
You just answered your own question.
Yeah. To try to work it out on some level that we're not even
conscious of. Well, first of all, it's all about getting your dad's approval and making sure he loved you.
Right, right.
So if I can find this distant guy, and I can turn him around, and he's going to love me, maybe that'll be okay.
Right.
But then maybe I won't believe him because he's distant. What?
And no one ever consciously thinks of that when they're doing the pattern, you know?
Yeah.
It's like that's the last thing we'd go for, right? But
right. That's why women like challenging men that do nothing but hurt them. it's true. It's like, and that's where I have a friend of mine who is new to the dating world as am I. My mm-hmm. husband passed away 17 months ago, so I'm putting a toe in the water. You know, dating after 45 years, a little bit daunting. And so, like, oh brother, and some things are still uppermost in men's minds, which is really disheartening in the 60s. I got to tell you, it's like, come on, boys, you know, stow the diet Viagra and let's get to the real stuff. You know, it's like, oh my goodness, but I'm sorry.
I'm laughing with you.
I know you are. I know. It's like, oh my goodness. Anyway, I guess the other funniest part about it is most of them can't do anything anyway, but they keep looking. You know what I mean? They keep wanting. Oh my God. You know, so it's like, you know, that's another story. We won't go there. But I don't even know what I was saying anymore. This is Donna. This is not the records right now. I just got to tell you. But I guess you could figure that one out. But the idea here is that whatever is going on when you were a kid is, mm-hmm. is so important to be able to heal now. And I was telling you about this friend. She loves the bad boys, you know, the guys who are players. It's like, you know, you're 60 years old, get a life. These are bums. Don't go with them.
Well, it's interesting looking at the pattern of my life and all the relationships, of course, afterwards, but
yes.
I always seem to pick emotionally unavailable males. And never so on purpose. They always look great to begin with, you know.
Right. And so here's the question you need to ask. What is it about me that's unavailable to me about myself?
Mm. Good question.
Yeah.
Would the records have some insight into that one?
Sure. You want
okay.
some insight into that?
Yeah, because I really don't know what that answer would even be.
Okay, so the question is what is there about, and I'm saying your name, okay. That is unavailable for herself, correct?
Correct, yes.
Emotionally, okay. And let's see. And so it really has, there's a deep-seated, I'm trying to get the right words here. Lack of worthiness around being loved.
Mm.
And so I guess the next logical question would be, why is that? Do you want to know
why
that?
Why is that right? Yeah.
Yeah. Why is that? And again, it goes back to your father about not feeling close to him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the comment that's coming here is that there comes a point when you that you want to work toward that when you realize his lack of ability to be close to you had nothing to do with you and everything to do with him.
Right. I have felt that. I don't know why, but that's something I've felt and been in tune with, but not really knowing why, of course.
Well, you need to write that down, that my relationship with my dad was not about me. It was about his inability to be close.
Right, his inability. Mm-hmm.
And so the other piece is, so the other line is, and so what's the core issue, or why did this being come forward to experience this in this lifetime?
Mm.
I'm asking for you. Is that an
mm-hmm.
okay question?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question.
Yes. So the answer here has to do with a widening of your scope of awareness. I hope you're writing this down.
Right, widening of scope of awareness.
And the reason for the widening of the scope of awareness has to do with the compassion that comes forward in your own personal work.
Hmm.
With others. And then what's also showing up is that interesting. Your reluctance to be close with yourself, it's almost like what they're showing me is like a going down a long hallway and there's a door, and that you're standing
mm-hmm.
at the door and you're afraid to open it for fear of what you'll find.
Mm.
And so what's being said is that in your journaling, in your meditation, you may want to bring along a being of light, an angel, or a deity, whatever's good for you,
mm-hmm.
to stand with you, that you can feel protected and or
so protected in. Hello? Hello? If you can hear me, I will try to call back.
BBSRadio.com. It's not mainstream. It could be here. Information and knowledge bringing humanity closer to truth. BBSradio.com.
I am so sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so sorry that we lost connection there, and I hope that Kara will call back because it was an important piece that we were right. Are you there?
Yes, I am here. I got it. Kate became disconnected just as you were speaking about the being of, taking the being of light with me.
I know. It's like very frustrating. I'm so sorry. Okay. Anyway, so let's go. So what was being said is that behind that door in your heart is something that is deep seated that scares you.
Okay.
Now how does that feel in your body? Can you identify with that or are you not there?
Yeah, I can. For some reason when you said that, I just got this flashback to being under 5 years old.
Right.
And
exactly.
I would have reoccurring dreams, and I don't know why that came up as you were saying that, but my reoccurring dreams came up for me when you
said that. Do you
remember
what the reoccurring dream was?
Yeah, I do. When you started saying about taking the body of light, I would, this is, again, a very long time ago from a child perspective. For some reason, I would dream that, this is before I had to go to school, too, but I would be dreaming I'd have to go to school, and it would always be nighttime, pitch blackout, and I'd be by myself, and I would have to, I don't know, there'd be entities or something out. I don't know what it was, but I'd have to go up against a wall and be really quiet and hold my breath. So the only thing I could relate to at that time is that these were like little devils or something, and I don't know if that's because of, you know, going to Sunday school and hearing the word devil. I mean, that was never around in there was no television at the time. They had things like that or...
Yeah.
I don't know, there was just something that I would have reoccurring dreams of just having to be really still and not breathe and quiet, so whatever these things, they wouldn't see me. And I don't know why that came up when you said that, but that's what flashed up for me.
Well, what's important is that what I'm receiving is there are words and events that are buried that would be important for you to neutralize.
Words and events, okay.
Okay. And so the idea here is you may even want to work with someone and go into a meditation or a hypnosis,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, just to see what's there, so that it doesn't have to be scary anymore, because because what's happening is you're stopping yourself from loving yourself, therefore being loved.
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea here is the other way around this also is to really
hello.
I'm right here. Hello.
Oh, you're there.
Right,
I'm sorry. I thought we got disconnected again.
No. I'm right here. Don't worry. I'm here.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead. The other way around this is to also move into a space of really redefining what it feels and looks like to love yourself. What kind of boundaries would you have to have in order to love yourself?
Okay.
That's kind of like the really here and now adult.
Yeah,
way
I mean,
looking at it.
This is all interesting because I feel like I do love myself, but maybe there's something much deeper here.
Well, but the piece is, you have to understand, is that if you really loved yourself, you wouldn't be putting up with this BS for the last, I don't know how many years.
Forever, right? I know.
Okay, and so because it's not because as soon as somebody started being, you know, dancing that dance, you would have said, "I'm out of here," because
right. You're
not worth my time.
Exactly.
But so the idea here is that somehow that was a self-fulfilling prophecy when they weren't giving you what you needed,
mm-hmm.
and that's what's got to be neutralized. Does that make sense
so
to you?
It must go back just. Beyond even my memories, what I can really
yes,
you know,
it does. That's why it's so scary for you
because
it's beyond verbalization.
Okay.
And it could have and the reality is that what the record keepers, the master's teachers, and loved ones are suggesting that it was a relationship between your mother and your father or two authority figures that you loved. And their relationship with each other that was modeled for you.
Okay.
That you surmised that if they didn't love each other, there was something wrong with you, or it was about you. Is this making sense? Does that feel like truth to you?
Again, I'm feeling that it might have been even before I had words for things. You know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It was just more observations. Could have been back in the womb.
Right.
God, I mean, it's that far.
Okay.
But you have to understand that the reason that you're experiencing this had to do with your choice of experience so that you could expand your own compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And so healing this is what's going to actually really fulfill you expanding your own compassion. Because when you expand your own compassion for yourself, the wholeness, wholeness, but the whole part, the wholeness part, will be for you, okay, when you're going to be in balance. And that's what you're striving for. Because right now you're off kilter.
Okay, that makes sense.
See, you can tell you're off kilter if you're not walking your walk.
Right.
I'm telling you that from experience, not just because the master teachers and loved ones are telling you. I understand that.
Right. I get that too. I mean, I know and I feel I'm supposed to be doing different things, and I am off balance where I can't do what I want to be doing.
Because then you're not in your joy, and that's when
then
whole thing starts rolling. If you get angry at yourself, and then you're feeling shame, and then you're more guilty, and yada yada.
And it's just, it's feeling that whole disconnect, too.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what causes the disconnect.
So, it's making sense what you're saying, everything.
Well, that's good.
Thank you.
It was worth listening to, right?
No, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
No. What I meant was that sometimes, you know, it's every now and then, you know, you stumble onto something that makes it worth your while. And I wasn't saying that from an egotistical place, saying I'm glad you took the time. You took the time to go after the clarity in your life, and you took the time to call to get the clarity. You need to give yourself credit for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's just,
so
you
what
know,
other
I,
questions
I,
do you have?
Yeah, I was just saying, I think for many of us, and you know, we're given information, but then to step back a little bit and really digest it is...
You just got a lot of stuff right there.
Yeah, it takes time.
Yeah, well, take what you need and put the rest on the shelf and say, I'll come back to you, but I'm going to work on this right now.
It's, you know, and I've always, I mean, I felt that I came in, well, I think we all did, for a specific purpose and things, but many times I feel like that hasn't even really opened for me yet, the total reason why I've come in, so perhaps, you know, clarifying this that we just talked about will help open that door.
For sure, because basically it's about you really analyzing your life and finding out what brings you joy.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of work do you do?
Right now I'm in transition between things, but the thing that I've enjoyed most is working with people and assisting people and you know, being a connector for people, a light worker in various ways. And right now I'm not really doing anything.
But working on yourself.
Work like that, yes.
Which is important.
Yeah.
But right?
it just, you know, it brings me most joy to be assistance to others. So.
And remember that the best way we can assist others is to first assist ourselves.
Right. I have to be feeling centered in myself to do that.
Yeah.
So I know that. And it's just, this has been, this last year has been a big year for me with going through a lot of different changes and feelings about things. And just really big, big, huge year.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, it is. And the thing is, but it's also important for you to give yourself the luxury of receiving it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's interesting. Our lives are very much like the earthquakes and the tsunamis that have just been around. That's what we're talking about in the very beginning. It's like all of a sudden, you know, an earthquake and a tsunami starts at the underlying core of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the plates rub together and they bump up against each other because the earth is living and breathing. And when it keeps bumping up and bumping up and bumping up, all of a sudden there's an eruption because there's no more space for whatever it is that continues to bump up against it. Does
mm-hmm.
that make sense to
mm-hmm.
you?
It does make sense in that, yeah.
And the same thing happens with humans. That's why we are so connected to the earth. And that's why lives erupt, because we come to a point we can't handle it anymore. Something's got to change. And so some people are lucky enough to catch that before the eruption.
Mm-hmm.
Other people aren't.
Other
people just procrastinate until it's too late, until the eruption happens. They, oh, my goodness, what did I do here?
That's a good analogy. That is a good analogy.
Yeah, well, you know, the idea here is that it's all, I personally am also learning about being kind to myself, about what I have and have not done in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage you to do the same.
That's good advice for all of us, really.
Yeah.
That's very good.
So if you had it any way you wanted it, Ms. Kara,
how
would it be? What would you really, like, what's the first thing that comes into your mind that you'd like to do? I mean, helping people is a big basket.
It is a big basket.
What's the picture that pops into your head?
I would love to be doing my art somewhere, you know, and I know that's not directly assisting people, but I would love to be doing my art.
But the art does assist people.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they see it, they feel healed.
Right. So that's the first thing that popped in my head when you said that.
So maybe what part of what you want to do in this process mm-hmm. is give yourself permission to start sketching and drawing or painting. Or sculpting, or whatever it is.
That would be a really good idea, because I've moved so far away from that.
Yeah.
And feeling a disconnect with my creativity, you know. So.
Whatever it is, allow your hands to create, because mm-hmm. that's going to get your energy moving, and that'll really be helpful for healing.
It's a good idea. I like that idea.
Okay, well, that's good. You know. And the other piece is, you have to really know that you don't walk alone. And that you're deeply loved.
Mm.
That is, I mean, it's true for you, it's true for all of us, but you really need to remember that. We don't walk alone. There's always guidance with us, and we're always so embraced in this wonderful divine love that we call whatever. I call it
mm-hmm.
love, you know, divine source, whatever.
Mm-hmm. I believe that too.
Yeah.
Although sometimes it does feel different, you know, when we're going through our tsunamis.
We're the ones that block it. The reality is divine love and divine source can only help us when we allow it.
Right. So, well, thank you so much. I appreciate all of your sharing and insight.
You're welcome. welcome, and I'm glad your friend told you about us. That's great.
Yeah, he had great things to say about the whole, about you and the station, so I appreciate
it. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it. All right, well, thank you very much. I hope you listen again. I hope you tell your friends.
Thank you, Dana, and infinite blessings to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Cara. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. But ladies and gentlemen, this was a very important call tonight. Cara's journey affects us all because we're all on similar journeys. You know, whether it's the earth, whether it's our hearts, whether it's our knowingness, we have to step in to who we know we are or who we think we are or who we want to be. And we all, you know, none of us have all the answers. The Akashic Records are a wonderful tool to help give us insight on our path. That's why I love the Akashic Record work. That's why I teach the Akashic Record work. That's why I love to do Akashic Record consultations when I'm not on the radio. And for those people who want to know more about my work, you can call me directly at 216-691-1233 for private consultations. You can also email me at info, which is I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com. I-N-F-O at akashicwisdom.com. Or again, 216-691-1233. And so I would also like to let you know, again, I'm going to be in San Diego next weekend with Bracco, B-R-A-C-O, America. He is a wonderful, gentle being of light that heals through gazing. So I encourage you all to take a look at his website. If you are in San Diego, I may have a name tag. Again, Donna Fox, D-A-H-N-A. It's Donna Fox. Feel free to come up and say, hey, I listen to you on the radio. I'd love to meet you. So this is a time for us all to move into our hearts and expand our consciousness so that we can truly continue to align with the divine, with that divine source. And that's what's important. Well, we've come to the end of the show. It's been a great show. And please allow yourself the luxury of loving you. No one can love you the way you can love you. And remember, that's real important. So I hope you have a miracle-filled week. This is Donna Fox. We're going to close the records of the show. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask that all those listening, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you all truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. Amen. Love you all. Talk to you next week. I'll be in San Diego. Okay, bye-bye.